Bob Holt with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette will be there. Bob, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well. You're getting over that cold. You feeling better?
Yeah, a little better, but yeah, I might be coughing here some. I'll try to limit it.
That's all right. Bob, let me start with spring football. How's the 3-4 implementation going? How long of a process is this going to be?
Well, I think it's coming along, but it's still in its early stages, certainly. I remember we talked to Paul Rose, the defense coordinator, about the first week, and he said, well, it's just really elementary at this point. I mean, they're still moving guys around, trying to see, you know, what guys work best where, maybe double train some guys. Like they talked about Bijan Jackson, you know, he was a nose guard, but he also can play some man. They're seeing what guys make. can play inside and outside backer. You know, it's different even for the defensive backs. The safeties are probably playing close to the line. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Certainly they won't be anywhere near, at least I wouldn't think they'd be anywhere near complete even at the end of the spring. And this is going to go, you know, guys are going to have to do work on their own over the summer in terms of studying things and, you know, fall camp and probably take a few games to really get comfortable with it. So it's going to be a process.
Bob Holt's with us on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Bob, I think with the new defense and them trying to get comfortable, I think that's the big thing, so that you're not out there on the field thinking, you're just reacting. But I would think it getting back to that, to the run game, a successful run game where you're dominating the line of scrimmage, you're winning the time of possession, you're keeping the defense over there on the sideline, you're limiting the number of possessions the other team has. I would think that is a huge priority, getting their identity back, you know, getting back to Razorback football, Brett Bielema football, where they can run the ball. How big of an emphasis is that this spring?
Well, that's big. I mean, that was a huge emphasis in the scrimmage last Saturday. And if you look at their run stats, were really good. And, you know, some people might say, well, gosh, that's just a sign the defense isn't very good again. One thing you got to, take into account, and Brett Bielema talked about this after the scrimmage, is they limited the defense in that they didn't, you know, do a lot of exotic stuff, blitzing, and they couldn't tackle below the league because they're obviously trying to keep their guys healthy. The quarterbacks can't be sacked. I mean, you can count sacks. We, you know, they'll blow whistles dead, but you really don't know exactly how a play would have played out when the quarterback's scrambling around. So those things are geared really for the offense, you know, in terms of, you know, number one, you've got, you know, a new defensive scheme they're implementing, and then two, you're kind of restricting them. So also things like Arkansas's got pretty good running backs, and they've got, you know, a lot of experience back on the offensive line from a group that went through some growing pains, but they've still got some good players there and more experience. So, you know, you got to kind of take the running stats with a little bit of, you know, grain of salt. But, you know, they had very good running stats, and certainly, was, you know, physicalness was a huge emphasis. It was kind of a Petrino-esque scrimmage in terms of its length. I think it was 130-some plays. Actually, Petrino did like 181 springs, so yeah. It wasn't quite that. But it was more than Brad usually has done, and I think there was a big emphasis on physical play, you know, putting the guys, taxing the guys, and finishing.
Bob Holt's with us, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He's on the Fidelity Communications Hotline. Bob, we know they have a good two running backs with Devaughn Whaley and Raleigh Williams the third, but has Malik Williams been a pleasant surprise?
I would think so, because, you know, he's a true freshman. He ought to be, you know, still in high school. He's one of the early enrollees that are becoming more and more commonplace across the country. But, yeah, he had, you know, very good stats. I think I was looking at the stats. He had 18 for 88 yards. And the coaches talked about they've been impressed by his maturity and how he's picking up things. So, yeah, he's definitely going to be, I mean, getting carries away from Raleigh Williams and Devaughn Whaley won't be easy, but I think he's going to be a good number three running back for him. And really, with the way Arkansas likes to play, physicalness of the SEC, you really need more than two running backs. So you might need three, even four, so guys to carry the ball. So, yeah, I think he's having a real good spring. That's a nice sign for Arkansas.
You know, we found out that Jared Cornelius tweaked, I guess, a hamstring Tuesday, didn't practice yesterday. And Dan Eno said it, basically they're going to be overly cautious with him, and that's fine. I agree with that. But what it does really, Bob, is it opens up and gives opportunities for other guys. And I've been wondering all spring, who's the second best receiver on this team, or who's going to be that guy to complement Jerry Cornelius? It's not that they just need one guy. They need really like three or four receivers. Who do you see as those guys?
Well, it could be any number of guys. And like you said, they're really going to need, four or five of them, probably three or four for sure. Jordan Jones is a guy who we thought he might play last year, the way they kind of raved about him in fall camp. They wound up redshirting, which was a smart call because they had so many senior guys they were playing. But could be a guy like Jordan Jones. Could be, they signed Zico transfers, Jonathan Nance and Brandon Martin. They didn't bring those guys into a red shirt or to learn from the bench. So I think, those JUCO guys are going to be asked to play key roles right away. You've got Deion Stewart and Michael Petway, guys that, played a little bit last year. They're going to be counted on big time. So, probably some combination of those guys are going to be in your mix. And, of course, you're going to need help from the tight ends, C.J. O'Grady and Austin Cantrell. O'Grady especially is a guy that showed that, I guess, in the bowl game he had a couple catches. He's a guy, Grayson Gunner is a guy who came on late last year who's not scrimmaging because he's getting over shoulder surgery. But so they're going to have some options. But Cornelius is definitely the leader of the group. My guess is he won't scrimmage the rest of the year. Brady even alluded to that Saturday that, he'd shown him enough and that they sort of treat him like Ragnow. Frank Ragnow, where they hold him out of scrimmages. So especially with the hamstring tweak, my guess is, you won't see Jerry Cornelius scrimmaging again this spring just as a precaution. That's just my take.
Which of those receivers, you mentioned Jordan Jones, Jonathan Nance, Brandon Martin, Deion Stewart, LaMichael Petway, is there one that kind of sticks out to you that looks the part, or you've seen some plays and thought, yeah, this is a guy, anyone that's impressed you?
Well, actually, physically, I think Jordan Jones has everything they're looking for. He's a guy that maybe needs to know the playbook a little bit better or be able to do a little bit, a few more things. But just like his physical talents, with Nance and Martin, their experience, they're JUCO guys. So they've playing junior college ball and like playing the SEC or the Big Ten or something, but still they've played beyond high school. So I think as these guys get more reps, you're going to see those junior college guys probably step up big, too. So I think it'd be probably those would be your leading candidates.
What are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow?
I guess I'm looking forward to seeing if they let the defense be a little less vanilla. How's the defense look? Because, like I say, if you just look at the stats, people might have read those. I'm like, oh, man, the defense got run all over again. It's just like, it's going to be like last year. And I think it's a little too early to read too much into that. But I'd be curious to see if they let the defense do, and two, how does that impact the scrimmage? How does that impact how they're able to run the ball and get pressure on the quarterback and things like that?
You gonna be okay to ask questions all weekend?
Well, yeah, I think hopefully.
Bob, thanks for fighting through, man. You gutted it out. I appreciate that, man. I know you don't feel well.
I can't spread any germs over the phone.
Yeah, hand sanitizer and get some of those bacterial wipes and then clean off the phone for whoever had to use it.
I went to the doctor yesterday, so he gave me some good drugs. So hopefully I'll be back to normal here in a few days.
We need to save that clip, Bob Holt saying he gave me some good drugs.
Well, all legal prescription over the time. All prescription.
Bob, thanks, man. Get well. Okay. Take care of yourself. Have a great Easter weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You guys take care.